Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. We continue with season 9, and I'm really excited to be back. Taking a little pause. In our last episode, we talked about the power of a pause. I took a bit of a pause and decided, yeah, let's continue. We're going to go every other week, but let's continue Just Saying. Let's continue down this path of becoming a much more clear and concise communicator, much more intentional as a professional. And we're leveraging the insights that I started with the book Brief 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, that led 5 years ago to me writing a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And most recently, this past fall, Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those three books work together in what I call a Clarity at Work collection. And if you want to get more information on that, that trilogy is, if you go to thebrieflab.com, you'll find in our book section that it's for sale in a really beautifully designed collection. It's like a 10th year anniversary collection. And it's really beautiful. And it tells the story of how those books connect with each other. Noise is the villain, right? I have got to find ways to fight against these disruptions and distractions and the allure of devices all day long. And anything's just very noisy. I'm not being deliberate. And there's two weapons against that. Brief is the sword that cuts through the clutter. There's a lot of clutter in my life. I can get to the point. I can cut through that by being really clear and concise, saying what matters. And quiet is the shield. It gives me momentary reprieve, protection from all that noise. So I can think before I talk. I can think before I write. I can think before I do something. And those books work together to give you clarity at work, which is the most valuable thing. Am I working on the most valuable thing? And I am really, really excited. I feel a sense of a renewed enthusiasm doing this podcast. My motivation is to make you better. As our listeners grow, please spread the word. Tell people about the podcast. There's episodes, many, many episodes that people can go back and listen to that are, I would argue, pretty timeless in their ability to affect change. So if you like this podcast, share it with people. Tell people that you know about it. I got some really encouraged words of encouragement when I was kind of thinking about not continuing, not because I didn't want to, but I just wanted to know if my listeners wanted to continue. And the answer was a resounding yes. So we're going to go every other week, which is fine, I think. And we're going to alternate those weeks with a LinkedIn newsletter called Just Saying, same title. And you can find that if you go on LinkedIn and connect with me, you'll see that in my background. And it's also in the show notes from last week. So it's a LinkedIn newsletter. It's short. It's typically 4 or 5 minute read. The topics are similar to the podcast, but they're a bit different. It's a different take. Obviously, it's writing versus me talking. So we'll alternate every other week. And in this week's episode, I had some time just to think about over the Christmas break, the New Year's holiday break, to think about 2025, what's next. We're launching this new business, which has been underway for a few years, called The Quiet Workplace. We have our first flagship location underway in Southern Pines, North Carolina, which is really extensive of this classroom that we've had down there for 10 years. But it's a really cool installation. It includes classrooms for training. It includes dedicated quiet workspaces, which are private work areas, and then a co-working area for people to work in a very deliberate way. And it's a learning, it's an immersive learning experience. It's a showroom for people to show people, to teach people how to work better together and alone. And it combines the principles and practices of Brief, Noise, and also Quiet Works to show people, okay, this is what we're teaching in our courses, but we're going to create an environment where you can learn in that environment. And I'm really excited about it. It's taken me a long time to do it. And my hope and my dream is to open up these learning locations, these immersive showrooms, if you will, around the country. And you know, maybe in the near future, I'll be announcing different locations, but the first flagship location is in North Carolina. And our motto at the company that I started 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago, Sheffield company that owns the Brief Lab and the Quiet Workplace, is working better together and alone. And the vision is really in pursuit of more productive and peaceful productivity. Now, that's a beautiful alliteration. One of my coworkers laughed because he knows that I like alliterations, and that was a triple alliteration, which I couldn't resist. But you have to think about, well, it's actually a quad. What am I saying? in pursuit of purposeful and peaceful productivity. That's a quad. Wow, I landed a quad on that one. That's pretty good. He's like, well, what you're really trying to say is getting stuff done without losing your mind. And I'm like, basically, that's what it is. And that's what we want as professionals. We want to be productive, but we don't want to lose our minds doing it. We don't want to succumb to noise because it makes us crazy. It scatters us. It makes us focus on the least important thing. And it's very easy to get pulled in and drawn into this world of like, I don't even know what's up or what's down, what's front and what's back. Like, I don't know, because it's just, I'm in react mode all day long. And I communicate inside of this react mode, and I just make it more noisy. And I'm a contributor to the noise. And I don't know how to make it stop. And that's what we're really about. I'm really about in this podcast is to help you to know and encourage you to that there are ways to rise above. And some of the notes that I got when after the last episode of last year, season 8, were very encouraging. And I want to thank you again for writing them, because there were some very detailed personal comments and statements that were very flattering, but more than anything, very encouraging to continue on this podcast. So what I want to talk about today is a challenge. And that was one of the things that I've committed is to be more specific in the podcast, to challenge. So last week, I challenged you to pause just 3 to 5 seconds. Just pause. And I isolated 5 instances. I'm sure the list could be a lot longer if you want to have a longer list, but we used moments of pauses when I'm meeting somebody for the first time. And I shared a funny story about, you know, meeting my son's friend's mom, whose real name was Leslie, but I thought it was Linda, and I didn't even know her name, and it was confusion. And who's going to have the last word, and what am I going to do next? So I challenge you to take a quiet moment, just 3 to 5 seconds, to pause. And that was the first challenge. And this week's challenge is different, related but different. And I'm going to challenge you to consider committing one day a month as a quiet work day. And I'm going to talk about what that means. But one day a month, there are 21 days in a month on average. Take vacation days, on average, 21 days a month. I learned that a number of years ago. There's 2,080 billable hours in a year on average. 21 days a month that you work if you're not working weekends. And I'm going to challenge you to pick one day a month and dedicate it as a quiet work day. Why? Because that one day needs to be designed for deep work. You need it. You need to find ways to work better alone. You need time to think about the things that matter. You need to step back a little bit and plan. Be more deliberate. And there's 12 months in a year. I'm challenging you to do 12 of these in a year. Now, one of the inspirations of these, there's a number of them, and I'll talk about what inspired me to challenge you in this specific way. A number of years ago, my dad, who I've talked about this podcast, was an awesome guy. Not without his flaws, but he was a very virtuous person who's really had a huge impact on my life. Great guy. And he would take me to these things called an evening of recollection. It's kind of a fancy title, but basically he was in the habit, he's Catholic and so am I, and he would go to these things where it was like one evening a month where this group of guys would get together and they would hear talks, but nobody would talk. It was like, it was designed like it was a silent thing. I don't know how long it lasted. Let's say it was 3 hours. You would listen, you would read, and then there was breaks between things, but nobody talked. It was kind of like the rule. Like when you went there, you weren't there to chat. You were there to kind of recollect, to step away. It was kind of like a silent retreat, which would go over like a whole weekend. This would be like, and there's some people that do these things. This was just like an evening, or they call it like a day of recollection or an evening of recollection. And it was the habit of once a month kind of leaving that milieu, the circumstances of craziness, and just kind of going to this place, going to this church, and just being quiet and listening and praying and reflecting and all that. And when I was a young guy, he would, you know, young professional in Chicago, he would I wouldn't say drag, but he would go, hey, I'm having one of these things. And he was the organizer. And we went to St. Patrick's Church in the West Loop of Chicago. And I sat through some of these things. And that was one inspiration as I kind of think back. And most recently, it's opening this quiet workplace in Southern Pines and designing it as a learning environment where we're going to teach people to be quiet by being quiet and working in quiet alone and then working together in a better way using brief principles and quiet works principles that we can learn to work better together and alone. And I've designed this more immersive environment called a quiet workplace, and we're starting to teach people. And I thought, you know what would be really cool is I'm just going to start encouraging people to do a quiet work day at this facility in Southern Pines. Now, if you wanted more information on this, just send me an email. It's Jay McCormack, so it's JMCCORMACK at thequietworkplace.com, or you could say it at thebrieflab.com if you got me in your contacts. Jay McCormack at thequietworkplace.com or at thebrieflab.com. And just send me a note and I'll give you more information out. So here's what I want you to do about whether you come to Southern Pines, you might not even live near there, or wherever you live. Here's some considerations about doing this for yourself once a month as a challenge, creating a quiet work day. So the first consideration is you got to choose the date. Okay, you got to set a date. In this month, when am I going to do it? And where am I going to do it? You might do it at home. You might do it at work. You might do it at a different office. You might do it at a different part of an office. But you got to pick a date in a place so that you know that the place is somewhat conducive or really conducive to the quiet part of it. So don't pick it in this area where you're going to be like, everybody's going to see you and they're going to be calling your name all the time. Second thing is you got to design the day. So you got to actually build your agenda. And the key consideration of a quiet work day, in my opinion, as I've came up with this idea in this challenge, is at least half the day has got to be in silence. At least half. So if it's an 8-hour day, at least 4 hours, you're not talking to anybody. Like nobody. It's just quiet. It's just you and your thoughts, you and your thinking, planning, reflecting, reading. At least half of it has got to be quiet. Next consideration, you got to tell people that you're doing it. You can't just do a quiet work day at work and tell people. You know, it's like, tell your boss, like, I'm doing a quiet work day once a month. That's what I'm doing. Why am I doing it? I'm doing it because I want to do deeper work. It's a challenge that I'm taking on. I'm reading the book Quiet Works. I've listened to this podcast, but I want to do a quiet work day once a month. You got to tell somebody. You got to tell people so they know that this is a day that you might not be as available as other days. And I want you to really look at the tools that I used in the book Noise and Quiet Works, like a daily planner. Go on the website, go on the quietworkplace.com and look at some of these tools, download these tools. One of them is a daily planner, like organize the agenda for your day. Use morning quiet and afternoon quiet. Schedule pockets of quiet, 15 minutes here, 45 minutes there. Like create an agenda, a designed agenda for you during the day. I would highly, highly, highly recommend if you're doing a quiet work day that there's some scheduled block of time for reading. I would also highly recommend that you come there with little tech, very little tech. Maybe you have your laptop, but just don't rely on technology that day. No talking, no tech. Or little talk, little tech. Come there with a goal or a theme or a topic or something that's going to organize the day. Maybe it's account planning, or maybe it's an issue that you're trying to resolve at work, or maybe it's goal setting, or like maybe it's a new venture that you've got planned, or you're going to get promoted. Dedicate it. There's some organizing principles. Going back to that evening of recollection thing that my dad had me go to, they would have topics every month that are different. Have that topic drive your day and plan it out and be very deliberate during the day. I would recommend that you use quiet to start it and quiet to end it. What do I want to do today? What's my plan? You're slowing down. You're being quiet. You're thinking. And at the end of the day, wrap it up that way. And when you wrap it up, I would say, create a debrief for somebody. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's a coworker. Like somebody's going to ask, how did this thing go? And what did you discover? And what did you think about? And how did you use your time? If you're telling somebody you're doing it, you might want to tell somebody how it went, because you're doing this for yourself. You're doing this for clarity. You're doing this to be more deliberate. You're doing this to slow down. So that's the challenge. You know, it's a quiet work day. Once a month, at least half the time is spent in quiet. So when you schedule this and you do it, whether it's with us in Southern Pines or it's on your own, I want you to say to yourself when you start it, I didn't come here to talk, but really to be quiet. Just saying.